7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
And here we go. Yay. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The DSGers. Give me that. Yes, hello, and welcome to another wonderful episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I get paid a lot. Yeah, no. Alright, so what's going on? What's happening? What are we doing on this fine, thrilling, whatever day this is? Saturday. I'm drinking tea. That's what I'm doing. I'm still on the Che Guan Yin. I've been drinking Che Guan Yin for the last couple days. Like a madman. Yippee. Okay, so anyway. Here's what's going on. Once again, we're stuck indoors due to some horrendous heat and humidity. And a bunch of wild cows running around outdoors in my neighborhood, causing trouble. You know, you get in one little fight. Wait, I was gonna try to Prince of Bel-Air this, but no, let's not. All these cows are really driving down the real estate prices around here. This isn't farmland. And I tell you, I got up way too early today. I don't know what's going on. Well, I know exactly what's going on. It's the heat. It's the humidity. I woke up at some ungodly hour and I laid around going, okay, yeah, I'll go back to sleep. This will be great. And that didn't happen, so I got up. I got up and I started moving around, and it was so early that the sun wasn't actually coming in my kitchen window yet. Now, why is that significant, Tobe? Well, you know, this is hard to explain, but I got to thinking about solar-powered things last night. And I thought, oh, I should test out that one solar-powered robot, get out my solar-powered car, maybe I should build a new solar-powered car, maybe I should blah, blah, blah. So I got one of my solar-powered robots and the solar-powered car, and I put it on the kitchen counter, the robot. I faced the solar panel so it would catch the sun early in the morning. And I set it all up in such a way that I thought, you know, that I'd be getting up at a reasonable hour today, like at noon, after all of the sun had passed over. The sun hasn't even begun to pass over yet. And I thought, okay, it'll be fun. When I wake up, I'll see how far the robot got. Yeah, that didn't happen because the sun still isn't shining in the window yet. It's not going to be for another 45 minutes. Anyway, I woke up way too damn early, and I said, okay, well, let's be productive. Let's get something done. Let's do some work, right? And I thought, what do I need to do today besides all the normal stuff like doing laundry and blah, blah, blah? Oh, I need to go get some kitty food. That's what I need to do. So I thought, yeah, let's go get the kitty food. So I started getting ready to go get the kitty food when I realized, wait a second. In order to avoid the problem we had last time, which was I could not figure out when the store was open, I decided, okay, let's sit down here and let's see when the store opens. So I get on the magic computer and I tickety 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 tack on the keyboard, and I pull up the store. And there's three of these stores in my town. And it looks like they open up at 8 a.m. And I thought, oh, that's great, because that's when I'm awake. I can go there now. And then I look at the one that, the listing for the store that is the one, the store that I go to, the store that I frequent. Yeah, no, they don't open until 10:30. Like, what? This is also the store that closes at some ridiculous hour, too. That was the previous problem I had. Oh, damn it, here comes the cat. Yeah, you heard me talking about your food, didn't you? Hi. Yeah, last month I had to, what the hell was that all about? I don't remember, but yeah, I went to the store to buy the cat food, and yeah, they weren't open, even though the sign on the door said that they were open and all this other stuff, and it was a massive pain in the ass. So yeah, that's what I'm doing again today. Hi. And now Pippa has arrived. Hi, what is it? What is it that a kitty wants? Why are you bumping your head up against me? What are you doing? Do you want kitty water, or do you want me to pet you? I am petting you. Do you want to get on the kitty banky? Do you want to get in the kitty business pit? Okay, here we go. We're assembling the kitty business pit. See? So then we got to start doing the show. Then the cat shows up. Nothing gets done. Yeah, see, you're just getting tangled up in the cords. Now you need to get your kitty ass in the kitty business pit. There you go. There we go. The cat has climbed into the kitty business pit. Oh, we can now actually get some stuff done. And what is it that we're doing today? Gotta do some laundry at some point in time. I was gonna start it and then just let that noise run in the background and pretend I was at the kitty laundromat or something, but yeah, no. That's not happening. Stop bumping your tail into the microphone. Okay, so we got cat business. Awesome. Now what are we going to do? Well, you know, it's at times like these that I like to go to the music. So, what are we listening? I'm not prepared. I can't find the thing. And now that the cat's sitting on me, I can't do anything. Okay, here we go. What are we doing? Yeah, not a damn thing. I guess the only thing to do here is to press random, because otherwise I got nothing.
Jenny said when she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all, not at all. Then one fine morning she puts on a New York station, you know she don't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine, fine music, you know her life was saved by rock and roll. Go out and dance to the rock and roll station. It was
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars.
Now back on the Weverb. You in the corner, happy birthday. Happy birthday over there. Welcome to Pineapple Beach. Y'all don't be afraid to get up and dance. Sit down and you're hungry there, don't they? Well, let's go. In my opinion, it's Pineapple Beach. With the side of danger, and you get two sides, so get the beans and danger. All the women wear monkey bands there to celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey, hey, hey.
Boy, me for go leave that Tony, you know, because it's too hot.
Too hot. Okay, Brenda.
Look at that. Should I fund that? Should I fund it?
Fund it.
Okay.
Present. Astronomic cat.
Yeah, all right. Astronomic cat, too.
Ghost bear. Ghost bear.
Where the hell is Ghost Bear?
Uh-oh. Tardy again.
Typical. What? Oh, my God. Oh, they hit me.
Oh, Ghost Bear, I guess you're here after all. And Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent forever.
No, snap! That stupid Ted. Anyway, hold on a second. Do we have cat action? What is going on over here in the bathroom? What's my kitty doing? Are we gonna get some interesting sounds? No, I don't think so. All right, so, what are we doing? I don't even know. I'm just making it up as I go along because I cannot figure out what the hell's happening today. I'm trying to figure out, wasn't there something else I was supposed to do? You know, I gotta get the cat food, I gotta do some laundry. Huh. I could have sworn there was like something else I was gonna do, but maybe not. I don't know, go to the store? I didn't go to the grocery store last night. I couldn't remember what I was supposed to buy. That's why I didn't go. Don't we have everything? Yeah, we still have like two bratwursts and... I don't know, maybe I'll go tonight. I don't know. Today is definitely one of those... gonna be doing nothing days, yeah. And that means I need to figure out something. Yeah, I don't have anything.
Cool beans?
Cool beans.
Cool beans.
Cool beans.
Cool beans.
Cool beans.
Here's a lovely song about my favorite food. Lima, lentils, oy, and pinto, navy, northern, and garbanzo, kidneys, and frijoles, negros. I love beans. I love beans. Woo, woo, woo. I love beans. How about you? High in fiber, low in fat. Hey, I bet you didn't know that. When I eat beans, I say it in my own little cloud. Nobody comes to visit me in my little cloud. I don't know why.
Cool beans.
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 Cool, cool.
Beans. Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool, cool.
Beans. Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool, cool.
Beans. Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool, cool. Beans. Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool. Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool. Beans.
So. Cool beans?
Yeah. Cool beans.
Good.
You're spanking me.
Three, two, one, two!
Instant crash bang, shot of boot blast! Tailpipe, track light, piece of chrome! Two bomb bumper, universal bang! Aerial great shoot, shine of power! Carbon!
Three, two, one, two!
Ah!
spanking me.
Cool beans.
Cool beans.
I'm gonna sneeze.
Cool beans.
Oh yeah, I think you know what's up. It's time for the candy report. That's right. What kind of candy did I eat last night? Well, let's take a look at the candy wrappers that we still have sitting right here. Oh, it looks like it was an all green night. Yes, we had only candy with green wrappers last night. And the first thing that I decided to go with was a combination of the sour guava candy and the melon puchao. Okay, so this was nice and mellow, and it had that sort of melony sort of vibe to it. And I was like, yeah, but also the guava sour edge. And so we had this exotic thing going. I thought, yeah, this is really great. How can we keep this up? Right. So as soon as those pieces were almost dissolved, I then popped into my mouth another sour guava candy, and this is the kicker, a green apple hi-chew. Yeah, okay, so we had sort of the sour apple thing going, that green apple flavor along with the sour guava, and this took the mellow edge off of the previous sort of melon flavor, so I had that kind of ramp up, that accelerando into the more sour guava and apple flavor. Oh, it was great. It was intense. It was beautiful. It was candy love.
Beef stroganoff. Beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
I got a six pack, and I don't need you.
Yeah, so that was sort of a last minute sort of thing. What was that? Beef six pack or six pack beef? I know there's beer can beef, or no, that's beer can chicken that I'm thinking of. I guess there's no beer can beef. How do you cook a cow on a beer can? You can't. A couple of beer kegs, maybe. A hogshead, maybe. But, you know, technicalities, technicalities. All right, so I don't know what to do now. I just feel like going back to sleep. So maybe that's what I'm going to do. Take a little nap. Maybe have a snack. Maybe I just need to drink some more tea. Or is it time to switch over to the bitter cherry cola? That's a maybe. I do kind of feel like drinking some bitter cherry cola. And don't I have a race to watch today? Yeah, there's plenty of football games. But I could swear that I have some kind of racing I need to watch. Do I have motocross today? Is that what I'm doing? I don't know. But I can tell you what you've been doing. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. And this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
And this is your secret message for today. I want cola.